Episode 135 of I Said What I Said podcast. And the mics are on.
Are they?
Yeah.
Mic check 1, 2, 1, 2.
The mics are on.
Two live crew. You would think that's my age group.
That's very old.
Don't do me.
Old school.
Don't do.
Two live crew, that's what.
I'm not going to even sit up here. I probably.
Isn't that like Uncle Luke people? Two live crew?
I thought it was some New York shit.
Oh, I thought it was.
Yeah, I think, I don't know about Uncle Luke.
He has something like that. Two live, you know, Uncle Luke don't say two live crew?
I'm not going to sit here and lie to you, so I won't. I don't want to lie to you, so I will not. I could be wrong. I probably am. But I thought Two Live Crew was from New York.
You could be. I feel like Uncle Luke has something, I don't know, something like that. I don't know.
I feel like we both have to do a little research. And we probably won't. I know I'm not. Nah, but it's episode 135. We are back. Back live and direct on this beautiful hot ass day. Says the woman with a fur hat.
Oh yeah, here we go. Two Live Crew, hip hop group.
Yeah, from New York.
Miami, Florida.
I am a fucking liar.
See, I knew it was okay. Yeah, so yeah, it was Uncle. Yeah,
because I be forgetting Google's right there.
Girl, the group ran on for Uncle Luke, Mr. Ice, and Mr. Mix, and Brother Marquis. So yeah. Oh, so that was Uncle Luke's group. Okay, yes.
So when am I getting? So who am I mistaking them for? You know what? It's okay. It don't even matter. Cause Two Live Crew is a thing. Is there a Two Live? There ain't no damn Two Live Crew in New York. Girl, Sasha is wrong today.
I don't know.
Who are the members of the Two Live Crew? Yeah. Well, shout out to Uncle Luke. Hope you get your doc soon.
Well.
Why did everybody think let me not say everybody. Let me speak for me. Why did I think the Freaknik doc was coming out like sometime this year?
Oh, I don't know.
Because it's supposed to not come out for, like, I think, like, maybe next year, 2025. I thought it was coming out this year. Uh-huh. So everybody last month was scared, thinking that their aunties and their mothers going to get exposed this quarter, but I guess it's not coming out till next year. So y'all have a year to, like, I guess do cease and desist.
You really can't, because I was listening to somebody wasn't even listening. I guess you could say a cousin or whatever. He was telling, because he's in, like, the whole media thing. And because we were talking about that. And we were saying, you know, like, about, you know, can you do cease and desist? And it depends on, like, how the film was obtained and stuff like that.
I heard just because of, I'm not about to talk about no statute of limitation because that doesn't even pertain to that. I heard that they're just going to blur faces out. And as long as your face is not recognizable, they're allowed to post it. Because okay, it's their footage.
Well, because there you have it.
We're not showing you, and we can't send you a letter for you to sit there and say you're going to be in it. So it's just going to be a lot of people that you better not have no recognizable tattoos. If your auntie used to like to wear the French roll with the spikes, that was her signature hairstyle. She might be identifiable by that.
Well, I mean, hey.
Can't wait. Shaking in y'all fucking boots. Y'all, cause them older people was fucking freaky.
They was freaky and they was wild.
Freaky
they
as was hell. Freaky as fuck. It was freaky as hell. But you know what? Even though they had people filming and getting footage to now, to the point where you could sit here and you could do a documentary, people back then still didn't have phones. So it's mad stuff that was never even captured.
Definitely. A lot of stuff.
Do you think phones are better for society? Or worse. Because we live in the age of
half and half.
50-50?
50-50. Because most of that footage, you know, like we say, I mean, it didn't save their life. It helped things. George Floyd, the video. You know, just certain, you know what I'm saying? Like certain things. Like the guy that got murdered recently in New York at the subway.
And I know a lot of people are like, oh, you're watching, you're standing around and you're recording. And it's just like, right, like you said, it's split. It's like, damn, why are you not helping this person? But then it's like, if you don't have this footage, then people don't see the severity of what's going on. So it really is split. I know y'all need to put y'all cameras away with certain things. I know we live in the age of social media, but I'm not gonna lie, I felt very, very not uncomfortable. I would be upset if I was down at Mocha Fest in Houston and somebody would have recorded me participating in activities. I don't feel like that was right. I don't feel like we should have seen that on Twitter.
It's never right, but people are going to do it anyway.
But that's ridiculous.
People don't care. People don't have no morals. People don't care. People want to be clout. People want to...
I'm glad that they were being shamed. There was two DJs specifically from New York that was shaming niggas in the crowd. Like, you... I'm going to be vulgar. You don't get pussy? Why is your phone recording... Man's getting a little
That's why it's certain things, certain people. Everything is not for everybody.
Put the phones in your bag. They gonna have to start bringing them pouches back.
Yeah, like when you went to that concert. I mean, that's how it has to be sometimes. I really feel like it needs to be. But hey.
Now you got to go home and explain shit to your man because you was giving a little mop at Mocha Fest because you was in a good mood. Y'all nasty. But we digress. What's your song move for today, this week, this...
I really don't have one. I really haven't even been listening to music this week. I really haven't.
Ugh.
I have not been listening to it. Okay, I would say, I like her video and I like the song. What's Coco? What's that song? Back Coco it up. Jones? Back, bring it back. Back it up.
Every time I go back.
Back that. What is it? It's the SWV. Sometimes it's
I know the song. Yeah, double back. It back.
Up. Oh.
back that ass.
I like that video and I like the song.
For the 99 and the 2000s? Mm-hmm. I know that's right.
So I'm going to say that because I like. She looks good.
Coco Jones is 90s fine, too.
She's fine.
She's
90s. Let me tell you something.
That chocolate.
I need to research whoever the fuck does the costumes for Bel Air.
Their wardrobe team, everybody. Every single character on that show. I will come on here and I will take back something that I said. Well, I didn't really say it, but I alluded to it. I'm going to give props to the wardrobe team for Power as well. Because
hell yeah.
I don't like maybe how... Let me say this. I like the pieces that they put the characters in. Like, mm-hmm. I love the gaudiness. I love the... It's just real drug dealing gangster shit. Like, mm-hmm. Tariq Glass episode had on that Dior inner coat jacket with the Dior and the lapel with the Tom mm-hmm. Ford suit. That's detail. Somebody's paying attention to detail.
I gotta send you the girl who, she a black girl, and after every episode, she go on TikTok, and she tells every piece that everybody had on.
I catch on, because it's in my algorithm now. Yeah. I didn't like really, mm-hmm. Maybe I don't like how each character is styled.
But the pieces yeah.
They hit. Like, mm-hmm. What's her name? Diana's sitting there in the precinct with the Alexander Wang boxer shorts, and them shits is fire. I've been waiting for them to go on sale. I'm just poor.
No, you're not.
I'm just poor. But no, shout out to Bel Air and Power. I think they're doing the damn thing when it comes to wardrobe specifically coming
and
on.
BMF.
BMF does a really good job with keeping the nostalgia.
Yes. I love how they find these pieces.
Like, niggas was wearing Pele. They was wearing Wrangler jeans. Mm-hmm. They were wearing the old school, the embroidered leathers over there in Detroit, the Cartier glasses, mm-hmm. the Buffaloes, they are really good with nostalgic mm-hmm. pieces. And made me want to go thrifting, but neither mm-hmm. here nor there. I think my song mood, so this week I've been listening to a lot of 90s, 2000s male R&B groups. Mm-hmm. That was my mood going into this week. Specifically today, I've been listening to Afrobeats, like, the weather is nice. Mm-hmm. It's ride out weather. Pull up on somebody weather. I just feel like dancing. Drink a little.
You always not sure. That doesn't matter the weather. I'm not sure why you said that. It doesn't matter the weather. Doesn't matter. It doesn't hurricane. Sasha would go on dance in a hurricane. But it went with it. I got where you were going.
Sometimes you need to let loose. Is it maybe 2-3 times a week for me? So what? A little bit more than the average. I don't take nothing away from my spirit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do always feel like dancing. That was nothing mm-hmm. new. It's no new news over here. But
That's good.
I was listening 90s. To DeVito dropped the album and back on the 31st of March. And I didn't really get into it. But I've been listening to it for the past 2 days.
Girl, hold up.
What?
Did you see his shit?
What?
His tea?
No, why? No.
Oh, girl.
What?
Girl.
we could just jump into celeb bullshit if this was if we gonna start.
No, I don't. But I don't have. Okay,
you don't have enough.
No, there's a lot of stories where you don't have enough. No, it's enough. But no, he's DeVito's the one whose son recently passed away, right?
In the swimming pool accident.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. He has another baby on the way, but not with his wife. Anyway.
Oh, that's African.
I know, but it's just it's
you know, that's so sad. You see, I just oh, that's just African culture. No. That's messy. It's nasty. Still RIP to, because tragically lost their son in that situation. That actually happened a week where something else had happened in celebrity culture, like that whole big thing. And I'm going to be very honest with you. He got a baby on the way. I'm sure wifey is aware. I'm sure she's very aware.
That's so fucked up.
I'm sure she agreed to it. If we keep it in the stack, that really is prevalent in their culture. It's just nasty work. And that's one of my what do you call it? Non-negotiables. Yeah. Baby, gotta go. Sorry, won't be around. But let's get into it. We starting off with the bullshit early. But I love this topic.
That's not bullshit to me.
Yeah, Met Gala.
I think everybody...
Was this past?
Yeah.
It was about a week ago. It's always May 1st. Y'all know the backstory of Met Gala. I really don't think I need to come up here and spit game to tell y'all that it's a charity event. And niggas pay outrageous amounts of money to, you know, sit at a table and get cold food. But not Teyana Taylor. Because Chick-fil-A was in the building. Mm-hmm. And for anybody...
How did she get that in there?
I don't know. Was it delivered? Did they?
I don't know how. I don't know how because of how backed up the streets were.
That's what I'm saying. How did it? But if they're in New York, a lot of the Uber Eats, DoorDashes, they on bike.
Very true.
They can get through some gates. Listen, they be speeding through. Shit. So listen. Teyana Taylor is not. Let me tell you something. I don't see nothing wrong with that. At those charity events that y'all pay $350,000 for a table, and they can't even give y'all like some Wagyu steak. Like,
does everybody eat at the same time?
Yeah, because pretty much, I think so. I have no clue. Don't get me to lie in, because I will make up a whole scenario in here. I will.
Because I'm like, everybody ain't the same. Her food probably cold. It's probably like...
I will say
a
this.
A little bit of mashed potato, a little bit of dry chicken breast. A little
$350,000 a table.
Wait, what?
$300
per person?
No, for a table.
So you can table,
but I think it's like a certain amount of people that could be at the table. So it's probably like standard seating, like 8 to 10 people at like a big table. Mm-hmm. $350,000 per table, and you giving me overcooked chicken breast, chicken titty, with a sprinkle of rosemary, maybe a dash of parsley, and Stover's Top motherfucking mashed potatoes. Yeah, Teyana Taylor had the right idea.
And she should.
And she's actually one of my picks for Best Dress. So, I have...
Honestly, that whole crew. That whole crew.
Who?
You know they were a whole crew.
Yeah, so they specifically were... I forget the designer that specifically designed for that. Mm-hmm. And I liked how it kind of played off on fashion houses. Like, mm-hmm. you had the Dior girls, or you had the Chanel girls, or you had the Siwoo girls. Like, Cardi B was part of her... Cardi B came out with 4 looks, y'all. The girls, she gave us 4.
One to walk out in.
Let me tell you something about Mr. Colin Carter and how he has never missed with her since he was hired as her lead stylist. And that speaks to talent.
Her. Shit.
Like, at this point, it's pure expectation because he keeps her dripped.
Yeah.
And he keeps her looking like... Cardi B is not supposed to be, like, quote-unquote, fashion girl. She's not supposed to be a fashion girl. Mm-mm. But the way that Colin has been working with her for, like, the past, I want to say, got to be over 5 years now, she has not missed on any carpet. Like, nope. Met Gala, she a Met Gala princess. Like, if Rihanna's not coming that year, then Cardi B is probably going to take Best Dress.
Yeah.
And it's expected at this point.
I loved it. I feel like everybody... I not even gonna be able to like to remember.
I didn't see anything that I was like, ooh, what the fuck was that? Like even Gabrielle Union.
Maybe Mary J. Blige.
I don't know what Miss Tejada is.
Where was she going? Did she miss the memo?
The Source Gala. That's what somebody said on Twitter.
But did
Karl Lagerfeld.
Let me say something.
And the theme was Karl Lagerfeld.
But the thing about it is, okay, fine. It could have been the same outfit, but maybe change the color. The blue was a bit much.
Everybody knows that that man's...
Nobody had... He never does that.
He's a shade person.
Yeah.
Black and white mostly. And maybe you want to step outside the box. She did have the floral embroidery that was something in some of his staples, but it was giving...
The hair, I'm here. It just gave, I'm here.
It was giving Monet at prom.
I don't even think they would have did that.
One of these days, we're going to talk about how Mary J. Blige do not know how to act. But we.
I always say that.
Okay, as long as we're on the same page.
Please. I don't think she can act or sing. I'm very serious. I don't think she... I don't think she can sing. I never have.
Let me stop acting. Mary J. Blige is not the best vocalist.
She cannot act.
She just has amazing bodies of
voice. Let me say, I will say she did a wonderful job. It's a movie on Netflix, and it's like a back in the day movie. I think our boy was in it. Oh, I don't know if he's
our boy. There's a lot of people I've
Jonathan this Majors. Do you remember that movie?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, right? It was on Netflix. And it was, you know, it was like a old, like, not slavery, but it was
It
was Netflix.
I know, because he was in the movie that Jay-Z had produced, and it was like a cowboy timepiece.
Okay,
but she wasn't in it.
No.
She wasn't
Maybe that's not Jonathan. It's somebody, but she did good in that movie. I can't remember what it was, but it was like a back-in-the-day movie.
There's something else that Mary J. Blige has acted in and I liked her in, but I'm going to be very honest with you. She gives nothing on
she
power.
She gives nothing.
But I am scared of her. Like, Monet, her character herself, I'm scared of that. She's a sociopath.
Because she threatens a lot.
Yeah, and it's very scary. And I ain't fucking around with no bitch that here is to the T at 6 o'clock in the morning and walks around with a pistol in her back in her fucking Chanel bag and sky high 6-inch heel boots. Like, she makes me.
But do you know why I'm gonna say I'm not scared? Okay, she gives like ooh, but then Monet she thinks too fast. She thinks too fast for me, and then she just thinks too fast, and she just goes with it, not really stopping. So okay, if we do this, this can possibly like.
I don't think that, and I think it's like this. I don't think that Monet thinks that she is the smartest. I think she thinks that she rules with fear.
Yeah.
If I threaten people, if I act irrational, if I'm violent, motherfuckers are not gonna fuck with me. And to a certain extent, that fear does rule certain people. Yeah. But then you're always going to have to deal with people that want revenge.
Because I'm like, I did not think killing that boy was a good idea.
Who?
The boyfriend. I mean, Drew's Spanish poppy.
She did set that up, right?
Yeah, but yeah.
At first, I just thought it was Drew being... Spoiler.
Girl, that's two episodes. They should already got together.
You should be caught up.
Yeah.
I personally thought that was just wrong place, wrong time with the phone thing. But I realized she sent the text from homeboy's phone.
Yes.
And then they realized mm-hmm. it was Gordo. She knew it was Gordo. Mm-hmm. So it was a setup. At first, I just thought it was Drew being irrational.
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
I thought it was. He got a lot to deal with.
And then this episode, it's this when we go back to talk about cameras. Did you see this episode?
Whose man's is this? When he's sitting there, he having his breakdown in the restaurant?
Yes.
Yeah, people gonna record that shit.
That's what I'm saying. If it's stuff like that, I mean, I wouldn't because I'll be listening. Like,
yeah.
But I'm not about to be recording.
Oh, I'm staring you dead in your face.
But maybe
because you're in my space. Right. I'm sorry, I wasn't expecting maybe because to go to
the
boy, and see that.
The boyfriend, the ex-boyfriend, is famous now. I guess. So.
Yes, he's in the NBA, yeah. And he's the first like quote unquote openly gay NBA player on the show. So yeah, people are going to record that. That shit got mad hit ups in the day, and it shows to show you that's how our society is. People are going to record shit. If y'all don't watch Power, you might need to get into it.
And Monet should have just never showed that. She's just day home, yeah. Cussing, fussing at Kane and Diana. Because...
But I do appreciate that Mary J. Blige always going to give us that thigh.
Yeah.
That piece of thigh. And it's just so good. In a boot. Thigh and boot. But favorite from the Met Gala. I would have to say my number one is Cardi. Like, she embodied the entire... Mm-hmm. Fucking theme.
Cardi B is my number one.
Cardi B is my number one, and I'm talking about her second look. Even though all four of her looks were right on time.
Mm-hmm.
Just beautiful. Look them up. Tiana Taylor is my number two. Bye. I love some tomboyish shit. I love a suit. I love how something tailored situated. To your body. That piece moved with her body. Like, it was made for
you
her
You saw how
physique.
She moved in it? I was cracking up.
Like, she didn't look uncomfortable. She was wearing it, and I know that tweed is heavy.
Hmm.
I know that tweed was heavy, and it had straight chains and hardware on it. Like, she really embodied it. Like, she gave suit. That was Carl's signature. Mm-hmm. Like, we gonna be pent up. We gonna be tailored to the gods.
You know who I really like, too, because it paid homage to,
A$AP Rocky's skirt?
No. But I saw that. I mean, hey, that was cute.
He literally just did a recreation of one of his looks, so he was on point.
But, what's his name? Andre, what's the guy that passed away?
The Andre Harrell?
No, that's the music guy. That's the music guy. You know who I'm talking about? The heavy set guy.
I know exactly who you're talking
They'll
about.
They always wear the capes. Yep. Is it Andre? It's Andre, right?
Dre is, and he used to wear the silver high top with the black sunglasses. He would wear
the big guy. He would always interview the guests when they come through at the Met Gala. I really liked how Kylie played on his capes. I don't think a lot of people really realize that she had the red outfit on.
Oh yeah, because she would do a black cape and then the inner part would be red.
Any color cape, yep, and she had it, and I was like, that was really because I feel like nobody I love that.
Did you read that?
What?
I'm sorry. If somebody didn't tell me that, I would have never got that.
No, when I saw it, I said, oh, the big guy. I said, she looks like the big guy.
I just thought she wasn't cute in a red dress. Because it wasn't giving theme at all.
No. When I love Kim's.
Love Kim's outfit.
I love
Kim's. She always plays safe. She's going to do something to go out there.
Probably Marilyn Monroe dress.
Barbied out. But them pearls, she sticks to what she knows. And she looks good.
And they're very expensive pearls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You see North standing out on the corner by... North was waiting for her Uber.
Mom,
and here go North.
Going to Shake Shack. I want to be here. North was out there as her plus one. It was real cute. But everybody was waiting for the star of the night. Miss Riri.
Mm-hmm.
On theme, yes. Not my favorite dress. She's done way better Met Gala looks.
Question, why does everybody get upset that she comes in a jacket all the time?
That's part of her steve. Rihanna is giving overcoat. She's giving you fur. She's giving you maxi coat. My outfit is on overneath. When it says, do you want to check your jacket? No, my jacket is a part of the outfit.
Mm-hmm.
That is Rihanna. This is the outfit. The jacket is part of the outfit. Mm-hmm. Don't ever think anything less of her. Like, it's middle of May and she's wearing maxi trenches out to dinner. That is her.
Celebrity, they do that,
she is
though.
Me. I love her. Was it my favorite Met Gala look of the night? Absolutely not. I probably put about maybe one or two other people above her, but I can't really remember because it's been a week. But she's on theme and she's going to give theatrics, and that's why she's always going to be in the top. Because it's Riri, baby.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to that recap. Let's move on to some, from one pregnant person to another. Some people just handle pregnancy with grace and some don't. We didn't report on this because it wasn't really anything to talk about, but DeBrat and her wife, Jessica, chose a white sperm donor and says because the black donor, why can't I say donor?
Donor.
The fuck was that?
Donor.
What was that? I'm just trying to sound like I'm like Donner. Sicilian or some shit.
Donner.
Oh.
Says the lone black donor.
The only black donor that they had to choose from looked like Jiminy
Cricket.
I swear, when they have certain groups of people, and not that anybody needs to be a spokesperson for a certain group, but the brat is with her partner Jessica. They are a lesbian couple. I feel like it just take one time for somebody to say some stupid shit out their fucking mouth to set a whole group back. That's how I feel sometimes. It be your counterparts that make you look dumb. Neither here nor there. I don't understand why we don't live in an era sometimes of just keeping certain comments to ourselves.
Yes.
Because if you chose the white donor,
I'd rather led with, the whole statistics.
That was it. I think this is when keeping it real goes a little too far.
Yes.
And okay, you didn't
invite everybody in your business to leave comments and commentary about stuff.
You're not the first lesbian couple that has gotten pregnant through IVF and is having a child. Like, you don't have to be the spokesperson for this, especially if you're gonna put out. I'm not going to sit here and give them that they have ignorant views, but say ignorant comments. Because now the conversation is going to be like, oh, well, was it really based on statistics? Was it really based on preference? Or you just want a racially ambiguous baby? Because that's what it seems like. Because why did the man's physical features have to be the reason why you didn't choose him?
Because his physical features could have not been great. But that don't have nothing to do with you and your baby. But then his mental health side could have been A1+.
That's what I'm saying.
His family health history could be an A+. Or, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. But I just feel like certain stuff doesn't need to be said. Because what the fuck do the white person look like?
Like, you went with the white person. You went with the white donor or whatever the case may be. But then the only thing that you sat there and you commented on with the black donor was physical looks. So are you having this child because you want a healthy baby? Or do you want to make sure that people say your baby is cute?
Yeah.
It's just ignorant. And maybe it was worded wrong. Don't know if it was taken out of context. They were trying to come out and say that the way that people were taking it was misconstrued. No, you just shut your mouth sometimes, because that sounds stupid.
Like how you said it was basically like y'all how it came off and how most people took it was.
I don't know how you misconstrue that. Yeah, we chose white because the black was ugly. Was ugly.
Yes.
Let's put it like that. I don't really know how you misconstrue that.
I don't know. I would like you could leave, because I feel like if you would have led with that about the statistics, the numbers, I'd have been like, you know, like, okay, because there's a lot of women out there, you know, that are trying to go for this or whatever.
Or
but
maybe they knew they was going to have a racially ambiguous baby and they wanted to sit there and get ahead of that before the baby came out, because they're going to do a whole rollout with this child.
Yeah, and then what office did they go to anyway? Like, if you only went to one, like, sperm bank, then...
Beats me. I just know that certain people just like, girl, I feel like we know. I don't know.
We know better. By now we should know better.
It's 2023. There's not a lot of excuses for when people say stuff that they know is going to be offensive to somebody. And granted, do we live in a more sensitive society? Yes. But that is because we're coming from a place of unlearning certain shit.
Mm-hmm.
We were ignorant back in the day. We did not have the intelligence. People weren't readily sharing their feelings when it came to stuff that really hurt them, when it came to the words of people. We would sit there and say sticks and stones may break our bones, but words would never hurt us. And we full-heartedly know that that's a piece of crap.
I would have accepted way more, Sasha. I'm telling you, they would have came out here and was like, made a little cute educational form, like, with ladies... Whatever, whoever. If you're men or... I'm not gonna say ladies, men or women. If you're looking to have this and that, yeah. These are the statistics, you know, when it comes to sperm donors for the black, but then
they did not do that. And they would not do that because it wasn't about that. They didn't give a fuck about the statistics.
They didn't.
They didn't care. They want a cute baby.
Yeah, because she pulled them statistics up real quick on Google. And
afterwards, for damage control, but you said what you said because you did. Just be real. You didn't want an ugly baby.
And I've seen some funny looking people out here with some cute kids, so I don't know. I've seen some real. I
wasn't
know.
Gonna go there, but since she said it, she can stand on it. Okay, yeah. I hope I don't see shit else about this pregnancy.
Did you see her outfit at Lovers and Friends?
Hope I don't see shit else about this pregnancy.
You're not Rihanna.
Speaking of trash parents, let me stop, because I don't know if Jessica and
she got other kids. She's a good mom.
Yeah, let me
she
not do that.
Older kids,
but we are about to speak about trash parents. I'm very, very... I
want my money back.
Full transparency. I'm about to have a very transparent moment. When this story first broke, I was fully prepared to come in here and crack jokes. I was. Because I like Brian McKnight. I think I'm going to have to say I was a fan of Brian McKnight.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I... tailored my mouth and that more stuff came out again pertaining to this story, because my jokes would have been taken very out of context. They were not going to be on brand. I was not going to be reading the room. So that's why sometimes you got to wait. But recently Brian McKnight made a post on IG where he was giving all the praises in the world to his stepdaughter, which he gained through being remarried.
Mm-hmm.
He recently had a 10-month, he has like a 10-month-old boy or some shit like that, 50-year-old, 60-year-old, however old as Brian McKnight may be at this moment.
He's 60-something.
He definitely.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's 60-something. Gotta be.
For sure. Recently, but he has a baby under one, and he gained a stepdaughter through his new marriage.
And I think a steps, I think a few stepson and a sons too. I think
step. You got like four step, like three step kids and one of his
think,
with this.
I think so. Yeah.
With this is a white woman, right?
Asian.
Asian. Mm-hmm. So this is a white woman, right?
Hmm.
So anyway, he comes out and he sings all these beautiful praises. Oh, happy birthday to my stepdaughter. I don't know her name. We're sitting here and she's the best daughter I ever had. I now know what it feels to be a girl dad. And I could have asked for a better daughter ever in this
world. People be using girl dad wrong because girl dad only means you only have girls, but whatever.
Oh shit, I didn't know that. I thought it was like you automatically a girl dad if you like have a daughter.
That's only if you can't have a girl and a boy and be a girl dad.
Oh yeah, because you just a dad.
Yeah, that's, and you know what's his name? Yeah.
You're just a father. Oh my god. Like, yes, I'm a girl, I'm a mom, boy mom. Because I only got sons.
Yeah. You can't say if you have a boy and a girl, you can't say you're a boy mom. You.
I just learned some shit.
Yeah.
I was using it wrong too. I am some people. I am some people.
He's technically not a girl dad, but he's making it seem as if
he's not a dad, if he's being real.
She was the first, like she was the first girl that made him a father that has a girl, whatever.
And you might, if you don't know backstory, you might be like, oh, that's so sweet, that's so nice. It would be if he did not have a biological daughter that has disowned him and who he's had a tumultuous relationship with for the past
years.
Since she's been two, and this woman is well into her
30s. Two?
Since she's been two, she's reported that she's had a tumultuous relationship with Brian McKnight, her father, since she's been 2 years old. And she is now, what? She got to be in her 30s. She got to be in her 30s. So at this point, he's just been a shitty dad. There were reports before I heard some tumultuous stuff about... I've heard some shit with his family where he had cut off and disowned his children because Brian McKnight Jr. didn't want to work... Didn't want to make his own money, expected him to pay for everything.
Girl, he's not even the junior.
But the thing is, this new son that he had, he named him Brian McKnight Jr., but he already named his older son that.
And the grandson, the grandson is the third.
Exactly. So everything that Brian McKnight, pretty much everything that he's doing it on purpose. He's being petty.
His bio and his Instagram, it's disgusting. He's being disgusting. He said that his new music is different because he's never like felt...
Loved by anybody and before. I'm like, and he's had multiple children before he's acquired this new family.
And he's granted, had a wife. You know what I'm saying? That he people are crazy.
And his divorce with his wife has been documented. He has said disgusting things about her that has been brought up from his past to, you know, sit there and contest all the stuff that he was saying before, like he was a good father. No, it's a complete direct opposite. But the scariest thing about, the most scariest and the most disturbing thing that I learned with this whole story, with him disowning his older children. And then, let's be real, are you disowning me if I'm saying I don't fuck with you either? Like, it's just we're just estranged at this point.
Yeah, basically.
It's mutual. So you didn't disown them. They decided that you weren't a good person and they put you out of their life as well. His older daughter, the one that he... didn't want to claim. There was a lawsuit back in 2020 and she sued him for defamation of character.
Oh.
Because she alleged that he was going around, he was defaming her and saying that when she was a minor, she was having a consensual sexual relationship with a family member. He accused her of incest. He put it all over social media and in hindsight defamed her character.
That's disgusting.
And the crazy thing is how do you sit here and say that your minor daughter had a consensual sexual relationship with an older cousin? That is rape. That is sexual abuse. That is molestation, if it is true. Now, the daughter is claiming that it never happened at all. But just think about the mindset that you even have to accuse your minor daughter of having a consensual sexual relationship with somebody that you say is older, even if it was true. That's not her consenting to anything. Minors cannot consent.
Nope.
She is a minor. She was sexually abused. If it was true. She says it's not. So I'm going to go with that. But then for you to even have that rhetoric and have that word, that's what you say about your daughter. And then you took her to court to sit there and have to counter sue and counteract the claims of her defamation lawsuit You wanted her to bring out her whole sexual history to prove that it's not true. That's your daughter. You don't do that shit to fucking strangers.
He's disgusting.
You did that to you embarrassed your daughter to that extent. So like I said, I pivoted because I was about to come in here and be like, well, I'm going to still listen to Anytime and they don't cross your mind and come on with the jokes. But this is not a joking manner. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, do celebrities get a pass when they're talented?
No. It depends. Well, it really depends on, honestly, R. Kelly, no, don't get a pass.
And I'm going to tell you why. And I'm going to tell you why.
That does not get a pass.
And I'm going to tell you why. Because...
Okay, listen. I'm not going to say a pass. No, not R. Kelly. He don't get shit. R. Kelly, no. I'm saying the word... It's... People are allowed room to grow.
Yes.
And to understand what they did was wrong. Fine. R. Kelly, no.
No.
You don't get it. You don't get it.
It's certain... It's situations like R. Kelly. It's situations like... Brian May, not even as recent as the claims with Marcus Houston, how he groomed his now wife.
That's just disgusting.
These are all people that, in some way, shape, or form, I've loved their music at one time or the other.
You loved his music?
Who, Marcus Houston? That Naked album is fire to me. Naked.
Yeah, he has some good songs, but I'm never...
Don't get it twisted. Yeah. Marcus Houston is like... He wasn't taking up a whole bunch of space in my motherfucking Apple Music, but,
you know,
I did have some songs
fine,
in it.
I'll be fine.
IMX. I loved IMX. I loved him.
I love Marcus Houston.
Exactly. And that says a lot. But neither here nor there, it's like, I come on here and I talk about cancel culture and how it's so subjective, how it's outrageous when it doesn't need to be. To a certain extent, we don't allow certain celebrities to grow, like Kevin Hart with the tweets. Said some ignorant shit about 10 years ago.
They're getting about certain stuff.
Yeah, pulled that shit up, and it's like, now you want to try to cancel him out.
Young We're Miami, not doing that. Her tweet.
That's true, and she did say some stupid shit in some earlier interviews. Don't know if she still feels that way or if her, or if her team told her stop talking about certain subjects.
She only said she would beat her son. She would whoop his son if he was gay.
Yeah, and that's dumb.
Yeah.
Because she's bisexual. She's come out and said it multiple times, as of recently as well.
I don't know what she said.
If she wasn't bisexual, why are you beating your son if he was gay?
She said she'd just be saying shit, so I don't even know. On her interview Jason Lee,
and that's why.
She said she'd just be saying shit. Like, she don't even like to get peed on. She said she just likes saying shit. She'd just be saying shit.
That's good. Be a shock factor. Yeah. Be a shock jock all you want, but when people hear that and you're on public platforms and you sitting there saying shit that revolts in violence, what a lot of people can consent to, and they can sit there and correlate to their own trauma, you sound stupid. Neither here nor there. But it's not the basis of cancel culture just trying to wipe everybody out. Once you sit there and you get the inside scoop with certain stories, it's like, how can I really support this person?
Yeah.
Like, I really went to go play Brian McKnight the other day, and I couldn't turn it on. And it probably has something to do with my own personal experiences with certain things that I've gone through. It's just like, yeah, daddy treated you that fucking foul. And years later is still being nasty and petty about it. And he has the nerve to sit there and say, well, there's two sides to every story. That's good and fine, but you are the father.
Yeah.
Your children didn't ask to be here. I believe once you become a parent, that you're supposed to make a vow to your children on some shit, like on some for better, for worse type thing to a certain extent until it gets worse. But you shouldn't be the callous of where their trauma starts and ends.
Yeah.
And you are. And now you're trying to make it seem like they're the villain. You're nasty.
He's disgusting.
For that story to come out, for you to do that to your own daughter. Something's wrong with you. I'm not going to lie. Is cancer culture sometimes a farce? Yes. But sometimes, like, I'm sorry. I don't know if I can play his music anymore. I can't play certain R. Kelly songs. That shit is tied into too much nasty-ass drama, too much trauma that why I think R. Kelly's cancellation is even as big as it is within our black community. I think it's so loud in the aspects of people not canceling him is because a lot of people don't cancel, like, sexual abuse is nothing to them. Especially when it's little black girls. That's probably why he got away with it for all these years.
Yeah.
Like, your cousin probably told you some shit. Your niece probably told you some shit. Your daughter probably told you some shit, and you didn't believe it because you don't take none of that shit serious. So why would you cancel R. Kelly? And that's the problem. And that's why it went on for as long as it did. But yeah, I don't know. And I love Brian McKnight. I want to see that motherfucker in concert, but I'm never, ever, ever again. Because, sorry, you should have buried this one if you ain't want nobody to cancel you out. This shit is nasty. He's nasty. That's a sick man. That's disgusting. And I don't know what's going on with the singers of the earlier years. There's a lot of things going on. Jasmine's closing her eyes. I will say this. I just want to ask the question. I just want to ask one simple question. Why would anybody, who the fuck would jump Usher? I'm not going to go as hard as I was going to go because listen, there was a story that came out less than 24 hours ago about allegedly Usher being jumped in LA outside of a birthday party that he threw for Chris Brown. Chris Brown turned 34 back on Cinco de Mayo, this past Cinco de Mayo. Usher threw him a roller skate party. Allegedly, Chris Brown was being disrespectful. He was intoxicated and being belligerent towards our very own Teyana Taylor. Some words were exchanged. Usher threw Chris Brown out of the party and tried to de-escalate the situation. And allegedly, Chris Brown's group jumped Usher. That was the first claim. They said Usher suffered a broken rib, broken nose, a whole bunch of different shit. But then the next day, which was yesterday, Lovers and Friends Festival was there in Las Vegas. Usher and Chris Brown performed. Usher didn't look beat up. No black eyes, no broken ribs, no nothing like that. Had a beautiful performance. I've seen the highlights. And now Teyana Taylor, photographer, is allegedly saying that it's fake news and this whole thing is a lie. I don't know what to believe. I just never thought that I would say in 2023,
I wouldn't either, but especially on like on both their behalf, because they were literally just bigging up each other. Literally.
Yeah, but Chris Brown is a... I believe that Usher would not be in an altercation. Like, I didn't expect to hear Usher's name attached to anything of this. But I'm not surprised that Chris Brown's name is. To be very real. Especially when they sat there and the first reports was his crew drummed Usher. We know it's documented. Chris Brown don't hang out with good people. He don't have good people around him. I don't care. No way, shape, or form. Since he's been young, he's I don't know. I don't know how you get rich and then become a gangbanger. That's just my.
That's thing. All of them.
That's not all of them.
Who
the fuck becomes rich and then becomes a blood?
It's a lot of celebrities.
But the motherfuckers they were there before.
Dirk wasn't. He wasn't. Not until he started hanging around with, what's his name? I'm not even being funny. I'm being very for real.
I believe you. I can't sit here and argue with you.
I'm very for real.
I can't sit here and argue with you, and I will not. I just find it very funny that you bring up Dirk.
No, I'm like, just saying.
He a was a rapper from Chicago, but Chris Brown is a child star R&B singer from Tappahannock, Virginia. That moved to LA.
I don't know.
And became a blood at 25 years old.
That's his business. A lot of people do stupid things. I don't know why. And I'm not going to sit here and get down to the bottom of it of why they do it.
It ain't about getting down to the bottom of it. Like we said, this story could be completely fucking made up. For whatever reason, I don't know why they would want to make up a story like this to this magnitude.
I have a lot of stuff that's been coming out. We don't never have no pieces to nothing. And we all end up looking like fucking fools. So I don't have nothing to say.
So that's why I said we're just going to sit here and I'm just going to wait and see. I just need to ask, who the fuck would find it right in their mind to touch Usher Raymond? I don't get it.
Did he? Okay. I see you play yet.
Let me tell you something right here, right now, today. Say allegedly after that statement, because when you said it, I didn't understand it at first, but then I know exactly what you're talking about. Because I seen the video on TikTok. And if you think you about to Tasha K this whole motherfucker, I will not go down with you. Me and Rocky will leave your ass and you will go to jail by yourself. Jail. You better stop playing with Carisha, man.
That's not even her man. Anyway.
Friend. Her friend. We do have an ICU player this week. I think we even have two. But I want to shout out to... I love every year when they show the black high school seniors that just rack up the millions of dollars worth of scholarships mm-hmm. before they go off to college. So we have Dennis Barnes. He received $9 million in scholarships and offers to 125 colleges. And I think he is reportedly, he's had the highest gross in scholarship offers, totaling $9 million. So I just want to say shout out to Dennis Barnes for that. I don't know what he's going to school for. He might drop out. College. We might have a real conversation about college one day and if it's needed or not.
Depends on the field.
I think, honestly, if you need to it's like if you need to network, college is there for certain things. But certain...
It depends on what you want to do, though.
Yeah, it really does. And it depends on your experience,
too. It really depends, because you can't want to be in, like, you know, you got accountants, you got to go to college.
You have to. Anything with numbers, you got to go to college.
It depends on what it is. Like, certain things you do have to, depending on what you want to do.
And then it's kind of...
You got to go.
It's kind of subjective, because accounting is a part of business.
Yeah.
But then there's a lot of... These billionaire business owners, they didn't go to college. They did it.
Because other people don't do their shit, so that's why.
Yeah, they got the accountants.
And they went to college.
So,
yeah.
I guess it kind of... Then we have 14-year-old representative from New Jersey at the Scripps National Spelling Bee. I don't know if this aired already, but we have Wadley Joseph. She's an 8th grader from Neptune, New Jersey, and she is heading to Maryland to compete in the Scripps National Spelling Bee. And the funny thing is, I used to watch that shit every year with my father, and I don't know how he knew it was on. I don't know. Like, he watches anything competitive. Sports, game shows, talent competitions.
Boy, that motherfucking spelling bee. Listen. No, thank you.
Because they... I was in the spelling bee in 5th grade.
I used to purposely spell... My class, like, teacher, I remember, I think it was like... Maybe like 2nd grade, it had to be. Maybe 3rd. But she always purposely had like spelling bee competitions. I just hated it. I would purposely like misspell a word. It's just like...
I would do good in class and always end up in the finals. But then when we had to do it in front of the school, I would always be the first out because I have performance anxiety.
I just knew it was no point. Because I already knew, oh, these bitches right here can spell better than anybody in this motherfucking school. So why the fuck?
But why would you give me irresponsible? Why you didn't give the other girl irresponsible? I remember that damn word. Do I know how to spell it now? I'm not about to play myself.
But you do.
Shout out to I see you play and I see
Sasha,
you
can spell irresponsible.
See, that's why I have anxiety. Well, why would you tell me I know how to spell? What if I don't? What if I miss? If I mix up some words? See, I'm getting nervous as I talk to you. I'm getting nervous. You putting me on the spot. I'm not doing it.
Spell it.
No.
You could do it.
No, I can't
do
it.
You had it.
No. Let's jump to this breakdown. I'm sweating.
Irresponsible. Go.
IRRESPONSIBLE.
What are you spelling?
Irresponsible. Bitch, you gotta know how to spell irresponsible.
No, I thought you said, yeah, you spelled it right.
Check it.
No, oh my God. Have your phone.
I know. I was doing something else because irresponsible. IRRESP. Yeah, I spelled it right. Well, the trauma associated with the 5th grade spelling bee will always make me know how to spell irresponsible.
Sasha.
So much, y'all. Y'all don't understand. It's so hard.
It's okay, Akilah and Sasha and the bee.
Akilah ain't got no bees over here. But let's talk about unpopular opinions. This came up on Twitter some time ago, and I have some bookmarks, and it was funny as hell because I seen some shit that was very controversial, but then I seen some shit that was funny. So they had a bunch of threads talking about unpopular opinions about certain subjects, and I know the first one for sure is what relationship or dating take do you have? Unpopular relationship opinions that would get you hemmed up or in an uncomfortable position. And I know, let me give an example. Somebody said marriage licenses should have expiration dates where you have to renew them every 5 years. I believe they should also come with mandatory prenups. So if you choose to not renew your vows or carry out the process, then you owe that person financial compensation. So just different opinions about different unpopular opinions on certain subjects. So let's start with relationships and dating. What's something unpopular that you don't think the masses agree with when it comes to relationships, but you believe in it?
Couples therapy, married or not. That's the main thing. Married or not.
That's first and foremost. I know that we've come a long way when it comes to talking about therapy,
People don't think you have to learn things while you're dating. People think it starts when you're married, which is a bad thing. People really think the real shit starts when you get married. Yeah, it does. But I feel like the real shit starts when you're dating that person.
I had somebody tell me that I had brought up couples therapy, and I had somebody tell me that couples therapy would, like, I wouldn't do it because it would make me feel as if something is wrong. But people don't understand that therapy can sometimes, one, be preventative work. And a lot of people would benefit from doing preventative work and stop waiting until some shit really blows up.
Yeah.
Like being self-aware enough to the point where you want to stop a possible problem, as opposed to waiting until that trauma hits.
People
gotta
realize,
hurt people.
If something is wrong, that's okay. It's because something is wrong. Like,
girl,
I'd rather it be wrong than it be right for all the wrong fucking reasons. Like, I'd rather, if it's wrong, let's fix it. Like, I'd rather it's okay. Like, everybody is not perfect. Your relationship is not gonna be perfect, and that's through dating that person, and then through marriage. Like, it's never going to be perfect, and that's okay.
Like, when it comes down to it, when you really break down something between two people, to sit there and have an unbiased opinion, come in and give unsolicited advice about things that you could fix in your relationship, I don't know. I see that as a positive.
Yeah.
I can see the scariness around it if you really don't want to face the bullshit that you know that person is going to tell you. Because a lot of therapists, especially because I've been watching... it's funny that you bring up couples therapy. I've been watching the show Couples Therapy on Showtime.
I gotta start looking at more. I just watched a clip.
It's 3 seasons.
Damn.
Yeah, it's 3 seasons. So it started back in, I think, 2019 or 2020. Okay. I only got to see the third season.
Okay.
But I did see some clips of the first season, and they go and they follow 4 different couples each season. The shit that they break down in there is crazy.
Yeah, and a lot of people, and that's the thing about it, is a lot of people aren't ready to, like, you know what I'm saying, like, unlock and answer, you know, certain questions. But people gotta realize, because it might hurt you, this and that. I'd rather it come out in therapy and it hurt than it comes out elsewhere and it could be worse.
I get that to a certain extent.
If I'm in front of the therapist and it comes out in front of the therapist, they can help me navigate it right there.
Or they might wait to see how you navigate it on your own to see if you actually been doing the work. But then the biggest takeaway that I've realized is that a lot of people, their childhood trauma literally just manifested itself into their relationships.
Yes.
Every single one of the couples.
He farting so bad.
Gassy. Every single one of the couples that I've been watching on season 3, something that has been big or tumultuous in their relationship literally resulted from an effect of something that happens to them when they were a child.
Right.
Whether it be some type of grief, some type of loss, whether it be something about how they literally have married the parent that they resent. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a bunch of shit that people, they just never talked about. And I'm watching the therapist, and sometimes she just guided them and guided them and guided them. Mm-hmm. And why I really liked her approach is that she allowed them, talk to me.
Yeah.
Like, tell me what it is. Because they know where they're fucking up. Mm-hmm. And they know where the issue is. It's just guiding them to get there. Now, if something does happen outside of therapy, I just want my person to be open enough to sit there and be like, yo, I'm open to the idea of working through this with somebody else, especially if me and you can't navigate it.
Yeah.
Because if we over here and we tussling, we need somebody to come in and be a fucking mediator. And that's okay. But you gotta work with people that's ready to do that. Because it gets very uncomfortable. When you watch that shit, you're going to be like, I don't know if couples therapy is the type of show where it's a binge. For me, I needed to take breaks in between episodes because the shit gets real deep, real fast. So, that's that. I know somebody sat here and said, if you're dating someone and they sleep with someone else, they did not cheat on you. They just slept with another person. Cheating is reserved for married people only.
Not true.
It's an unpopular opinion.
Oh, here they go. Here they go. Hey. Here they go. Here they go.
Well, they didn't know he was recording today.
Yeah, I know.
Get y'all. See, you can't talk to people, kids like that no more.
But I don't know. I feel like if I'm right now, like if I'm in a relationship with somebody and you actively, and we both know that we're together, you and me, no one else, and you actively go out and have sex with someone else, that's cheating. But to each his own.
I don't think that, first of all, I know that there are a lot of people out here with the you are single until you're married mentality. I don't subscribe.
I think a lot of people just say that because they know how like shitty the dating pool is right now.
But then
and
say
making up excuses.
But then say what you really want to do. Yeah. Then say that you want to be in a relationship, but you want non-monogamy attached to it.
Or they're just saying that so when if it does happen,
they don't feel as hurt.
Yeah,
but you're setting yourself up irregardless because if you fuck with somebody and you regardless if you've made a commitment to somebody or not, if somebody does something to you that your feelings, your insecurities cannot handle, regardless, you are going to be hurt. Mm-hmm. Now, how hard you go, how deep that hurt will penetrate you, it can be lessened if you tell yourself that, you know, we're not really in a committed situation and maybe it won't hurt as much, but you're still going to be hurt from it. You're still going to develop certain resentments. You're still going to move a certain type of way. You can lie to yourself, but then that's delusional thinking. And a lot of people do live in a state of delusion.
Yeah.
We ain't going to lie. I've been there, done it.
Yeah.
It happens to the best of us. But let's be real. Just because you're not married doesn't mean that you're not in a commitment.
Yeah.
Let's stop. Unless you guys have come. And the thing is, even if you're not in a monogamous commitment, you have to make a commitment to one another to stay in the boundaries and the parameters of the relationship that you cultivate and that you build with your partner. Because y'all could be swingers.
And people really
y'all could be open.
And the people that say, oh, it's only cheating if you're married, they really like...
It's not only cheating if you're married. It gets worse when you're married.
Because that's what I'm saying. Because like, if you're allowing it while y'all are, if this person can't commit to you while y'all dating, what the fuck make you? What do you think is making it's gonna get better when you're married?
That's what I'm saying. If you and your partner believe in monogamy, because I see it all the time. I see people that literally fuck around on each other, but they want to claim that they're in monogamous relationships. Say what it is. Y'all not monogamous. And y'all know that y'all want to be with each other, but y'all know that y'all not gonna do right by one another.
You don't even know what the fucking word means.
Like, let's keep it 110%. There's a lot of people out here that want to subscribe to these traditions that society has brought forth to us, and I do believe that a lot of people out here are monogamous. But I think just as much people want to be with just one person for the rest of their life. There's really right
there. Oh, no, I definitely believe that.
But if you are telling me that you are monogamous, you need to
be vocal about it. Like, say like, let's something. Do let's that. Talk.
But to go back to the unpopular opinion, no, it's cheating, even if you're not married. Because if I say, if you're my boyfriend, and you do something to betray my trust, you have cheated on me. It is what it is.
We're not reserving that for just married couples. You say I'm your girlfriend back. So it's got to be a two-way street.
That's a verbal agreement, motherfucker. Take it up in a court of law if you want to. Relationships are only for mature adults. What do you mean mature adults?
You can't be immature and date. I mean, well, duh.
I mean, I think that's an unwritten rule. I don't know if that's an unpopular opinion. There's a lot of immature people.
Maybe it's an unpopular opinion. I feel like if you're in a relationship, you don't have to live with them. People think you have to move in with your significant other. Maybe like I feel like it's unpopular opinion that you don't have to.
I don't believe that you have to move in with somebody that you're in a relationship with. However,
when it gets closer, yeah,
I don't believe in moving in with somebody too quick.
Hell no,
I don't give a take fuck it from if me. Everything your
spirit. Not even honestly, not even like too quick. I don't know. Maybe it's just because of my experiences and what I'm laying out for myself moving forwards. But I don't what I don't want to do.
Yeah,
but it's not gonna be like, oh, I'm never gonna want to. I do feel like to me it has to just be some years for me.
Maybe I should put it like this. I don't believe that. For financial reasons, mm-hmm. or because somebody is down and out, mm-hmm. that if it does not feel right, mm-hmm. you should not do it. Mm-hmm. I just don't. And on the flip side of that, too, sometimes some people don't have to live together before they're married. Now, me personally, I don't know how that's going to work.
Because I'm going to move in. We're going to be
moving. I got to kind of see how you work.
Yes, definitely. But I'm never going to rush it ever.
No.
Because I like my space. And then I'm in control of like the bill. You know what I'm saying? Like my bills being, you know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. It's just, I don't want to have to, you know, like, it's just a personal for me. That's why.
I see why that can, the moving in thing can be definitely for me. Rooted in a lot of unpopular opinions. Because if you're thinking like, well, I pay my bills a certain time and I do this, then the third. And if I'm moving with somebody, I realize they getting late fees and they getting late charges. Like, isn't that something you want to see sooner rather than later? Okay. But it's like, if you by yourself do that bullshit, but it's like, you can't come over here with that same nonsense. That's not how I rock.
Unpopular opinion. It might be just for me, but we were talking about it at my job, and excuse me. This shit makes me burp a lot more than
I don't like the flavor.
More than White Claw. Excuse me. But it's good though.
It don't get me as
yeah as White Claw.
Don't clip that. What I just did. It was really ugly.
Okay.
Don't.
Okay. You okay?
It was a burp that came out mid-sentence. I had to get it out of my head. Oh, my God.
But.
It's going to be terrible.
Maybe unpopular opinion. I don't think that it's a good idea. Listen to me. I don't think it's a good idea. Gay, straight, whatever you consider you and your partner to be, to buy a home together and you're not married.
Oh, no. I'm not buying a home with nobody without no paperwork.
That's
an unpopular opinion that needs to get real popularized.
It needs to be. It needs to be because I've been seeing some shit and it's no. It's not an apartment. Both y'all names is not on the motherfucking lease. And it's not as, look, they just, people be wild. Be careful. Look.
No, you don't crash into the building.
Yeah. But that's maybe an unpopular opinion. Another one is do not buy a home. You know, what about fiance? You think that's still a stretch?
Fiance is another level of commitment. It's right before that clink get put on you. But it's still at
today. I don't have that paperwork too, where we could put on.
What's because a fiance is just a verbal agreement as well. Yeah, it just got bit of jewelry to tie together. If that.
So, unpopular opinion, don't buy a home with someone when you're not married. I don't think it's a good idea. I know.
Unpopular opinion. If you are out and you dance with somebody else that's not your significant other, it's not cheating and it's not disrespectful to the relationship.
I don't like it because half the time, I'm not going to be able to do what I'm not going to be. And I'm going to be like, oh, this bitch is getting it. And I know I'm not going to, and he's going to want to dance, and I'm not going to be able to give what she was giving.
Why?
I'm not going to be able to give what she's giving. Especially y'all island bitches. I can't give what y'all give.
I knew that's what she was
giving. Okay? But I don't mind. I don't mind. But I'm not going to be able to give what she gave. But I don't mind.
But you're not the whiner. You could be the twerker. And look, regardless... Eric, why did he get old too? Listen, let's be honest. Unless you are doing choreography,
it just, you know,
a lot of dancing.
Don't expect me to do whatever Tiana Taylor and Iman do at the club because they do a whole full on 8 count.
They do choreography. Unless you're going into the club in the setting of we're doing this, then the third.
I would have to tell you to sit down. I swear to God. If you ever bust out anybody kind of court, you and your man with choreography in the middle of the club, you need to sit down.
Why?
Why are you doing choreography in the middle of the club, Sasha?
Love language. Goofy shit together.
Jesus, Deontay would do... cartwheels.
Goofy shit together. Cartwheels. I know there was some shit with Chance the Rapper over there in Carnival, but then again, I don't even like bringing that excuse up because his wife did not like that shit.
And she I couldn't tell if she did or she didn't. I think they were already having problems. That's what I got.
And it's like disrespect in a relationship.
That's what I got.
Because if she didn't say anything, it would have just been on the narrative. He was out there. That's the culture. Like you had said, it's the culture.
Shit like that don't... But that's why I was kind of getting... It's like certain people...
But then it was like him doing it with like about four or five different girls. But even... let me tell y'all something right now.
It gets down and dirty at Carnival.
Carnival?
Is it Carnival or Carnival?
It's Carnival.
People say Carnival.
Who said that?
A lot of people say I'm going to Carnival.
That sounds like something Candy would say. That sounds like something...
Why is Candy even...
That sounds like something Candy would say.
Carnival.
Don't do that again. Don't do that.
Carnival.
No.
It's not Carnival?
No. It's not.
Oh. Carnival. That just sounds like Carnival.
I just think of it like this. You go out to a party. You dance with somebody different. That's good and fine. As long as you know where you were coming home to, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. You know where you're coming home to. You're not trying to get numbers. You're not trying to let her give you a private
honestly,
dance.
Honestly, aren't we too old to be dancing in the club anyway?
Are you dumb? Are you dumb?
Are we too old to be...
Are you dumb? You really trying to make this popular... Opinion not unpopular, bitch. No, we're not too old.
It's like, nah, I don't. It's just certain.
And I think maybe it is because
slipped her number in her pocket. I'm fine.
Ew, that is so old school.
What is this number in pocket?
I was listening to that till 112 got slaps. Ooh,
it's just one thing, especially Carnival. It's just one thing. Y'all just get to fuck over it. Maybe I can't say that because everybody's not understanding.
It's a little juke, bop, bop, boop, boop, boop. And you keep it moving.
You keep it going. I don't know. Maybe people think, I don't know.
People find it disrespectful. But then again, you have to know your boundaries, your tolerance. Maybe it's a chick that saw her dude dancing with bitches before. And then he would go out and he would actually meet up with these girls afterwards. Maybe in your future relationships, you're like, well, you can't dance with other bitches because it triggers something in me because of past relationships.
And then that's not fair, though.
Yes, but it's not fair. And a lot of I've come to realize the person
in your past, they could have been like
a low-down dirty dog. But
I was going to say, that was wild what I was about to say. So I did not even fucking say it out of my mouth.
Low-down dirty dog wasn't wild enough?
No, because I was going to say it's not like they fucking, but I was like, you shouldn't be like pulling your penis out like fucking on the dance floor. Like, that's kind of like, wow.
Yes, I don't know why you would go that far.
Because that's what people make it seem like. It's like they fucking on the dance floor.
I don't know. Maybe I don't understand the outrage in dancing with somebody that's not your partner.
You know what it is? Sometimes I saw something. Sometimes people, they think of it as intimate.
And that's what I'm saying. You have to know yourself. Because if you are the type of person that gets very territorial and you restrict all intimacy with your partner to be only to you. There's some people that, like, if you're sitting here having small talk with somebody, that is a form of flirting. They are not with that shit. And I used to be like, they're insecure, they need to get over themselves, this, mm-hmm. that, and third, but I don't know people's past mm-hmm. to sit here and make judgment of how they got here. Now, I do believe that certain amounts of territorial behavior and jealousy, it's going to run your partner off irregardless if it just hinders every aspect of your relationship. But if you do have certain boundaries where you don't want your partner to be in certain predicaments with mm-hmm. other people that are not you, then have that conversation. And if they disrespect it, then you got to be willing to move forward with them, or you got to take it back and be like, what the fuck was that? Because mm-hmm. I don't know. I know I come from a culture. I only speak for myself when I say these things. I only speak for myself. Because let me be real. Like, I'm going to save that. Actually, no. I ain't giving up.
What?
I'm giving it up. I had a thought in my head, but I'm not giving it up. No.
What?
No. I said no.
Why?
That's my boundary. I was going to say something, but it's going to be very unpopular.
Here we go. Let me go with my bed.
It's going to be very unpopular. I'm like, bitch, shut the fuck up.
Mm-mm. Sasha, mm-mm. It was too wild, too far?
It was way too far. intergalactic. Mm-hmm. Out of this world, baby. No, I'll save it. I'm just a different girl.
Get down on the dance floor.
Come on.
You said something with sex.
I was just going to say on the lines of just some people like seeing their partners in risky predicaments with other people. Like, it's a turn on for them.
Did that get you going?
I don't know.
Oh.
The thought of it doesn't make me be like, oh, hell no. Like, I'm not completely adversely turned off by it. Maybe I've thought about it 1 to 1,000 times.
Like what? Give me an example.
No, see? See?
No, I want to know. No. I want to know. Like, what do you mean? Like, what do you mean? Like, if you're out with your man and you see him, like, at the bar talking to a girl, and they look like they kiki-ing, like, that kind?
Yeah, let's go with that.
No, what were you going to say? Because where are you going to see them like that?
No, I mean, there's certain couples that...
Like a sex party?
Not, I mean, if you want to go to the extreme of extremes, there are certain couples that go out and they have a little, it's called, they're cucks. Like, you could be a cuck, like, you might like seeing your man interact with other women and vice versa. Your man might like seeing you interact with other men.
Another girl sucking his dick?
If you want to go that extreme.
Oh, okay.
If you want to go there. Which I was trying to
avoid. I mean,
but you know, some couples are just very open and very fluid in the way that their intimacy flows. They don't believe that their intimacy is just reserved for their partner. They don't mind seeing their significant, like a dance is light work for them. Certain couples.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. I don't know if I subscribe to that notion, but it doesn't. When I hear it, it don't really bother me. Let's move on.
No, I'm just trying to think.
Oh my God.
No, I'm just trying to think like, no, because if that's people's thing, you know, that's people's thing. Like, you really have to be on that freak flag fly wave. Like, that's some real freaky shit.
Freak flag.
Let your freak flag fly. Yeah. I would want to know how did you get to that point? Like, when did you get to that point, and how did you? Oh, I need to find somebody. Find freak a couple. How did y'all get to that point? How did y'all meet each other? Wait. And who brought up the conversation of how did y'all find out that y'all like this stuff? Did you receive a video of somebody sucking your man dick and it was like, oh, that turned you on? Or were you always like that and y'all met at a sex party? It's things I will. It's interesting. I would want to know.
Maybe some pillow talk after an intimate session and you're talking about things that you might have done. Or you might have been talking about your past and you realized that your partner wasn't adversely like, yo, I want to hear about you with no other niggas, this, that, and the third. And then y'all get to talking and chopping it up. Know what I mean? I don't know why I became very masculine in explaining this.
Why did your voice go that deep?
Because you're making me nervous. Why? I didn't want to go here. Did not want to go
here. No, I would want to. That's my first question. Mm-hmm. Is how did you know that you, the first step, how did you know that you... like seeing that stuff.
You have to come from a place of not being judgmental.
No, I'm very intrigued. No,
like, I really feel as if you have to come from a place of not being judgmental, and you can't really come from a place of shame. Because I don't think a lot of people realize that a lot of things that we close off to ourselves intimately and sexually, specifically.
I like people like that. That's openly sexual, because that's just not me. But
openly sexual doesn't mean just like people just talking about it.
No, going to sex parties, laying out with the dick next. You know what I'm saying?
Laying out with the what?
With the dick neck, with another dick right here and another bitch right here. You know, orgy parties.
A threesome, Jasmine.
An orgy party. No, orgies, dick here, pussy here. Everybody just having sex. I want to know, when did you realize, hey, I like that stuff?
Experience, I guess. I think you would have to first...
No, I see this one girl, she was a virgin, and she liked it. She liked watching.
She's a voyeur.
So that's how she got into it.
So she's a voyeur. Mm-hmm. So she... Mm-hmm. She had a kink of watching other people.
No, I just would want to know, like, maybe a woman. When, like, when did you, when did it say, oh, like, ooh, match my man, get his dick sucked, like, turn me, like.
But I think maybe it stems from, I don't know if it necessarily has to be automatic experience. I'll be very honest with you. There's certain things that I have never tried. Mm-hmm. But I hear it, and I'm like, interesting. Like, I'm not turned off by the idea of it. I'm not adversely just like, I'm not doing that. Or there's something in my head, in the back of my head, well, it's taboo, so I'm not supposed to like it. I think when I said it comes from a place of not being judgmental to what other people may like or what other people may do, and kind of doing your own research to the point where you have those experiences. Because there's a lot of shit that I have not, if I'm being transparent, because I'm open about talking about sex, there's mad shit that I have not done. It's mad shit
that you haven't done, or you wouldn't.
I have not done. I have not put myself in the predicament to have the opportunity to do, or I haven't dealt with people that were open enough to want to try certain things with me. Like, there's stuff that I hear that I've heard and I've seen other couples do, and I'm like, yo, I want to try that shit, but I haven't done it.
You gotta go.
And I've never done it, so I don't know if I'm gonna like it or not.
They have conventions like that.
Yeah, but it's more porn based, and I'm gonna be honest with you, I like amateur shit. I don't like them porn stars, like
them. No, not porn stars. They have stuff like people that like stuff like that.
I don't know.
Where you could buy products. Okay, like a hair convenient, like a Comic Con.
Yeah, they have
not a Comic Con, but you know.
No, but that's exactly what it is.
Like a Comic Con.
But yeah, but then I'm saying they take the porn stars that are popular and they put them on the platform more than anything, but I just like a nice little homemade video uploaded to Pornhub real quick. I love Twitter porn. Love Twitter porn.
Twitter porn is, you know, for the books.
It's for the bookmarks, literally.
I just be like, oh my god.
Like the OnlyFans
what
content.
What camera are y'all using?
Like really good cell phone footage. I got the POVs. I got the little harnesses and stuff. Really cute.
But a harness to film?
Yeah, like you might put like the little thing on your head and get the POV.
You are out of control.
I love it. It's beautiful. Let's get these angles.
Yeah, heavy as shit.
Get in here.
Hey, only go.
But I'll leave this subject like that. Like, you never know specifically what you like until you try it. But I do believe that you can tell you'd be into some shit just by hearing somebody talk about it. Yeah. I've realized that with myself personally. And who knows? That'll I'll have some stories for Patreon later this year.
Okay, girl. You go, girl.
Love Captain. Just love it.
Candy coated nights.
Cause you not.
Real Housewives of Atlanta come on tonight.
And that is why you are excited.
New season.
Well, let's move on. Let's see this. We talk about Zodiacs on here quite a lot. We do. And I hate when motherfuckers will sit there and be like, I don't believe in Zodiacs. I don't really know nothing about Zodiacs, but can tell you everything associated with their sign, their rising, their moving.
See,
their
I don't
way,
know
love,
none of
feel.
That stuff.
You just gotta take the test. You know your birth date, approximately what time you're born.
Have to find,
then you'll get
the
it.
Rise, then I have to research with the rising. Research.
You
with
do because all of them are different. Like you got certain things are how you feel.
Just tell me when the retrograde is coming.
I think one is about to end, or one just passed, or one is ending. And I don't know specifically what retrograde, I don't know specifically what group of people this one affected.
Oh, God.
But it's been kind of weird out here. I feel like a lot of people, I don't know, from the last time when I feel like our last two episodes, we've been on a more serious tip, a little in limbo, emotionally, mentally with certain things. But I don't know, for me, I just had like a really good week. And when I have my good weeks, I want to champion them. Like, I really want to just stay on it, especially because, you know, it is May, so it is Mental Health Awareness Month, so I want to give a little bit more accolades to when we're having positive times. I feel like a little bit more people are more positive, so I don't know if this retrograde was really some bullshit, because I feel like when they talk about the Gatorade, they be talking about it's negative, right?
I don't know anything about it.
I just know that it's
all
a,
I know
a
is
shift.
Like, I don't
it's a
know.
Shift in the universe. All the extraterrestrial aliens come out and fuck shit up for certain people.
I just use it as an excuse. Like, if I'm having a bad 2 days, and they be like, oh,
it's the Gatorade.
We're in Mercury record. Oh, that's why. I just go along with it. I don't know anything about it.
If I told you to jump off a cliff, you going to jump?
Absolutely not. But That seems more like a logical reason. Like, okay, that's why. And to actually, okay,
well. Just glad you wouldn't jump.
There we go.
Because why the fuck would you jump off a cliff?
I don't know why people like, would your friends jump a cliff with you?
Like, no. It's such, that is such. Why would I? That is so extreme.
Like,
you could start off, really just you start to off say
low,
anything.
Right? Start off like low, like if your friends
would you
like,
play in traffic?
Right.
Is that like, extreme?
Yeah.
Four lane traffic.
Yeah.
Would you play on Garden State Parkway?
Would you play? Would you go? They would say, would you rob a Walmart with your friend?
I would. You want to do it?
Hell no.
Target?
Hell no.
I sit from Target every time I go in there. But yeah, let's talk about specifically our signs. We're gonna talk about some things that it's gonna come for you. They're gonna be reading you, and I want to see if you agree or not. Cause let me tell you something. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. I love zodiac talk, and you might not be into it. You might not want to sit there and read your horoscope.
The only thing I don't like about
zodiac people act like they're
no, they do
act like they're zodiac.
They do, but I'm tired of people making it their fucking excuse when now, they do fucked up things. Now, I'm tired of that. I don't like that.
That is something.
That I agree? Do certain people that I know have the same? Yes.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. But your zodiac and the way. Ooh, shit.
Told you.
God damn, this is just disrespectful. That is not ladylike. Good thing I never said I was a lady. Your zodiac is not an excuse for you to literally be shitty to people and have unlearned behavior and just do downright nasty shit to others.
Especially like, even if your zodiac don't even really give off that you shitty. And I'm like, your zodiac, that's not like, people just be saying shit, but that's not an excuse.
I used to think that they had the top people, like the top zodiacs that are really, really like, they just come off really harsh for people. There are just some zodiac signs that can't do good for anybody. But I realized that
that's
to everybody, somebody don't like someone. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that a lot of people didn't like Aquariuses.
Hell,
until
hate Aquariuses.
I know.
I love Aquariuses.
I know. Until I started talking to more and more people, and it's just like, I've literally had adverse reactions when people are like, oh, so what's your zodiac? I'm like, oh, I'm an Aquarius. And I've seen people back away from me like I'm on fire.
Oh, God.
I'm like, what the fuck was niggas doing to y'all?
People also have to remember we have to also separate.
Male and female. Yes, we're going to get gender specific in this bitch because I like Libra women. Libra men can go to hell.
It's only one Libra man, two actually.
You know what?
Usher's a Libra.
Love Usher.
And then my male, he's like my cousin. He's a Libra.
But then again, as I get older too, it's just like, I might have had a bad experience with a Libra back in my day, but it's like, as long as, being honest, there are some people that are just not going to mesh with certain people. But if you get older and you just realize that certain people have grown, I really don't think that the zodiac should be like a direct deterrent from dealing with certain people. There are some people that will never deal with certain signs ever the fuck again. Do you have any signs you will never deal with again?
No, I would deal with all of them.
Yeah, well, like,
whoever brings me happiness. What? Insane.
You be really crying on here. I got nervous.
No, but for real, I would. Like, it's not.
Now, I'm is not there some like, that oh, I'm going to wait to see yeah. where if that shit pop out? Like,
definitely a Leo. I'm definitely waiting for Leo. Like, I'm not ever going to be like, no. But I'm definitely going to wait to see if shit pops out with a Leo.
Leo, I'm going to be honest. I've never dated a Leo, like a male Leo. But I have, I don't know if I can, the thing is, it's crazy. There's one male Leo that I really, really like. I get along with him. But the other ones is just like, y'all are some arrogant motherfuckers.
Arrogant.
They really just hang on the coattails of other people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're arrogant to say face that you really ain't shit.
Very true.
Like,
but I'll never write off no sign.
But then
sign.
Look, there's one Leo that I do like. So it's just like, but mm-hmm. then they're arrogant as well, but they don't come off pompous.
Yeah.
They don't come off nasty. Mm-hmm. A lot of, and that's men and women, if I'm being honest. But it's like, I don't know. But let's get into our shit. You are our resident Libra on the show.
That was so dry on the show.
You are. Do you believe that Libras have indecisiveness? Although Libra appears to be mm-hmm. slow and indecisive.
Damn, what kind of slow? Like, what kind of slow?
It's supposed to be nice.
Slow what kind of slow?
Slow and indecisive that lies at the feet of their fatal flaw, They need desire for approval. Libras, yes, want it to be loved by others, but yes, it can be unhealthy without balance.
Definitely.
You want to see one unhinged person, definitely, reject them, and they may lose it.
Definitely.
There's a picture of Nene right there.
Send that to me! Send that screenshot to tweet and send it to me! Send it to me! Because that's very true.
Because, okay, so do you agree with this? They're, I agree. They're reading us. There's no positivity in this.
I agree. I don't look at that as negative. I agree. Very, do I, okay, when I would say look for approval for others, yeah, okay, I would say yes. And mainly, like, especially when it comes to, like, outfit-wise, do this, do that. If you don't like it, I'm not wearing it. And it's not because, and it's never not of, it's not like an insecurity thing.
You don't trust
thing.
Your own yeah, instinct with it?
Sometimes, yeah. And I'm not, does it say Libras are unhinged? Is that what it says?
It says, if you reject them, you want to see one unhinged, reject them and they may lose it. So y'all, no, they say y'all don't take rejection well. See, and there's sometimes like, no, a lot of people that disagree with shit.
And the thing about it is, I can't say like I haven't put myself out there to get rejected. So I don't know. So if certain things don't go my way, scenario, I can't go unhinged. Never want to deny that. Now, what's the definition?
Like, if they fuck up that much, eliminate or something?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Now, if you repeated it back to me and it was wrong and then I corrected it and I get it and it's still wrong, I'm going to be a little bit upset.
Well, I think that's just incompetence on the person's part, because, like, we did all this. We did all this.
But that's psychotic. If somebody rejects you, what the fuck, what am I supposed to do? Kill you?
So say you kind of, like, shoot your shot at somebody. Think about you right now and the person that you are as the Libra woman that you are.
Right.
Say you see a guy, like him, shoot your shot, and they just like, nah, I'm not really feeling it right now. They don't give you no bail. They don't give you right, nothing. How do you, like, answer truthfully, what do you think you would feel?
I would be sad. I would be like, well, damn. I wouldn't be enraged. I would be like, damn. I literally probably would be sad. Be like, oh, damn.
I think that's normal, though.
I'm not going to be like, ah, why not? I won't do that.
Especially because I think if you, like you said.
Because everybody don't like everybody, and that's fine.
Yeah, it's just like, no,
you are not everybody's cup of tea, and that's fine. People got to realize that. Just because you could be the prettiest person in the world, but you probably not pretty to this person right here.
Everything's
and that's fine, yeah. I'm not going to be like, what am I going to do, run you over? No, I might be like, damn. Like, but
I think as long as you can acknowledge that you'd be sad, yeah, you don't harp on it, and it doesn't deteriorate
yeah,
you
from no, moving forward yeah,
other things, I think that's fine. But damn, they reading damn, everybody in here. I want you to read mine to me. I don't think that I should be able to read mine. It's before Lonnie Love. So
what okay, they say about us, Aquarius.
Yeah.
Is it stability? Is it fear of conformity? Nope. I'd argue it's deeper. I believe their flaw is fear of isolation. So much that it often becomes self-fulfilling. So much that it often becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's why some are loyal to everybody, aka nobody, shady moon face. Hit them with the "you're boring, I'm good."
Oh, that was so harsh.
So, is it stability? Is it the fear of conformity? Nope.
That's a lot.
It's deeper. I believe it's fear of isolation. Question. Who is this guy? Is he an astrologist? Like, major? Is he an astrology person?
No, but when I seen that motherfucking thread, a lot of people had a lot to say. A lot of people agree with
so
that
is
shit.
So is it a fear of isolation? Are you have a fear of being isolated?
Okay, so for me personally, I do have a fear of isolation. And I think as
FOMO or just isolation?
Isolation. I have a fear of people just not wanting to fuck with me no more. And in hindsight, me always ending up by myself. I do feel isolated a lot. I don't know if it's because I don't put myself in the predicaments to reach out and I isolate myself before somebody else could do it. I think I do it as a defense mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
So I do understand that. Now, when he says it may be deeper, it could be.
That is the deeper part.
The fear of yeah, isolation. Mm-hmm. I do have a fear of isolation, and I think that's why I isolate myself to a
self-fulfilling
certain, yeah, I do have a self-fulfilling prophecy. I want to reach self-actualization. I believe that.
I don't okay
I agree with it to a certain extent.
This part is yes, this part is why some are loyal to everybody, aka nobody. I feel like you're loyal. I feel like you're a loyal person. Do I know some Aquariuses that are
they don't loyal have no to, friends?
Not even that.
I know some.
Their loyalty depends on your status.
I've heard that.
Or what you have, or if that other person or they has something higher than you, they're going to go gravitate to that person.
That's absolutely one. And I see with a lot of Aquarius men, well, I've had conversations with other people that have dealt with Aquarius men. Mm-hmm. They have loyalty to nobody. They don't think anybody is worthy of their loyalty.
Right.
And then when they do give it, even if the relationship, the friendship is not fulfilling them, if they've deemed that person loyal in some sense, mm-hmm. and they put in time and years, doesn't matter if the relationship is like shitty or not, they feel as if you owe them some amount of loyalty. Even if it, like, I can even say that for myself. I don't give a lot of me to a lot of people.
You shouldn't.
Now, to a certain extent, it has hindered me in probably cultivating or, like, maturing other relationships that I probably should have focused mm-hmm. on. But I was so focused on the people that I put time in or the people that I actually cultivated me to want to be emotional with them mm-hmm. that I sat there and even when the relationship or the friendship wasn't fulfilling me anymore, there was some type of loyalty that was there. Now, when I'm done, I'm done.
Period.
Like, I they do say that Aquariuses will ghost and you'll never hear, it'd be like they're dead to you. Like, you would think they're dead because I don't reach out. I don't come back. That's just how I have to mm-hmm. sit there and I have to deal with shit. So I know that for a certain extent. But I do believe that there is some type of fear of isolation. And I think I isolate, like I don't pick up certain phone calls, this, that, and the third. I don't reach out to certain people because I'm probably, it's a defense mechanism.
Is it because you don't reach out to them because they don't reach out to you?
No. People reach out to me. Oh. And I, it's not a good thing.
Well, at least you're aware. At least you're saying things. At least
I don't want to work out of it.
Some people don't. Some people play dumb and they act like they don't know.
No, that's not. I don't like living in a actual or a constant state of delusion. It doesn't suffice to lie to myself.
No.
It does not help me to lie to myself. And I know a lot of people, if you find, they find comfort in it. But to me, it just gives me this unwarranted amount of anxiety. Like, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. Like,
honestly,
I don't like that. I'm not lying to myself.
No, but honestly, like, seeing, even
but
though
I self-sabotage as well. So
I always, always reference, you know, like, TikTok. But I feel like on social media, Twitter, Instagram, when I see certain things and people tweet certain things, I'm like, wow, like, we, like, a lot of people, like, we think alike. Like, you wouldn't
even think
that.
There's way more people in society that are going through the same shit.
So, like, when I see, when people, you know, like, the, like, people, a lot of people talk about, like, their state of, like, you know, like, delusion. And I'm just like,
and they're okay with
they're
it.
They're okay with it. And I'm like,
no. Because delusion, once it's broken down, it manifests in different things. So jealousy, toxicity, abuse, all of that shit stemmed from some level of delusion that you may have with somebody. Like right. That's how I feel. Like, now, can you mistake your delusion as being, like, you're self-sabotaging yourself? So you're delusional about certain things? Yeah, but that, I mean, that's subjective. Mm-hmm. That's by case-by-case scenario, but.
But I agree.
I do have a fear of conformity, though. I'm very fearful of being complacent in this world.
I mean.
And when he says they really are boring people, maybe I am really boring.
That?
Yeah, he said, yeah, you're boring. I'm good. I think
I thought he meant like,
maybe I give off an aura of, maybe I do think I'm boring to a certain extent, but I don't know.
That's why sometimes I feel like people that write these personal.
But then that's my God complex because I ain't no boring bitch.
Yeah.
But then, because I don't tolerate toxicity, I do not tolerate toxicity, and I don't live in a state of delusion. I may be boring for some people. Because mm-hmm. I have dealt with niggas where they would probably deem me to be boring because I am not the bitch that's going to be blowing up your phone, going through your phone, doing the pull-ups and the crazy shit. I've never done it. I don't feel as if it would ever serve anybody to do it. So they might deem me boring.
It doesn't do anything. It just adds on.
It just, it, it might, and that's why somebody might deem me boring. Because I will not tolerate toxicity.
Yeah.
So. Damn. We are red.
I know. Well, you gotta get red a few times here and there.
I don't mind it. Mm-mm. I don't mind it. You know? Especially Mm-mm. when a little bit of it is true.
You know, I will say this. I didn't put it on the list, but I saw a video. It's from that, I don't know, are they a podcast or are they a card game? You know that card game? I feel like...
Tonight's Conversation?
Is that a card game?
They are...
It's with the light-skinned girl, right? The girl? It's the light-skinned girl, the brown-skinned girl, the boy?
Okay, so I don't think they refer to themselves as a...
Podcast,
but they're in podcast form.
Okay.
But they're...
They be in front of, like, live crowds,
they
right?
They do live shows. I'm not even gonna lie to
you. So what is it?
They might be a podcast.
Oh. No, but I saw a thing where... Because I was talking to Shamoy about this.
I like their conversations, though.
It's good. Absolutely. It flows really well.
Love it.
And when I was telling you guys, when he was on the way to, like, the food festival and stuff like that, about the whatever. But I was listening to it, and they were like, you know... you work on yourself and you know mm-hmm. you're becoming a better person, but it seems like the same kind of people are always coming to you, the same people with the same issue, and you think it's you when you be, you know what I'm saying, you think it's you, you like, I, you know, am I
go in and out,
yeah,
of
in and out, so what they at when you know, like, you know, you did all of the work, and he was like, no, it's just you are doing all the work, whereas if you've become attractive to everyone, you know, like to everyone with any kind of fucking need, but Ooh. Are you accepting it? It makes a difference once you accept it.
Damn.
That's so I was like, wow, that was a good word. So I just wanted to plug that in. That was a good word. So it don't think just because if somebody is, if so say like, for example, like you constantly keep getting guys with kids with baby mama drama all the time. You might think, oh, you know, like, why do I, you know what I'm saying? Is it me? Am I putting this out there?
I have thought that. And yeah, and it's not. And it's something that I need to work out.
It's, like, no, it's not you. It's okay. it's only if you're accepting it. If you keep accepting the same things over and over. Because they can approach you.
That's what I think.
No, it's not you.
I went through a phase.
You're the problem if you keep accepting it.
So I was going through a phase of straight up just ain't shit. Lying ass things, and I wasn't even asking of them to commit mm-hmm. to me. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I realized y'all just lying a lie at this point, and it was constant. It was like these ancient niggas, these ancient niggas, mm-hmm. these ancient niggas. So then at one point, I really started to view myself like, am I an ancient person?
Yeah, because I was just saying,
am I a shitty person? Is that why I'm attracting shitty niggas?
I was just saying that.
But like, the thing is, I wasn't really accepting it, because then once I realized that they were liars and they were just telling stories and mm-hmm. fucking fables, I would cut it off. To the point where I'm at now, I talk to no one.
It's not you. It only becomes a you problem if you accept it.
But even in recent time, mm-hmm. as of like maybe this week or this week, like even the men that like I'll be like out and they approach me, it's just like they're bums.
It's not. It's look what at. The I fuck mean, is but that? It's not. They people just have this. It's just certain people just have like, you know, this not arrogance. They just have this confidence where they just feel as if they can.
Get and I don't want to be on the like. Why do you think that you could talk to me?
So what?
In my head, I say it. In my head, I say it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, but
in my head, I say
it's because of the your. Because
if you don't shoot your shot. You never know.
Yeah, but it's up to you if you accept it or not. So I was like, wow, no, that was something. Past. That
like,
was
literally, something that, I turned the corner the other day walking to work.
But no, not even that. But even if, so say like if you do give the person, you know, whatever, you're both attracted to each other and you do give them a chance and y'all are talking and these red flags are coming up.
Oh, I don't take that as an L. I just take it as I don't need to deal with this person.
No, yeah, and that's just, it goes off, okay.
But when if you constantly keep attracting the same, there was a point, my nigga, I swear to God, I was talking about five or six niggas. They texted the same, said the same exact words, literally carbon copy.
But then you gotta realize that's
I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? And I stopped and I did not give my number out for about a year and a half.
This is disgusting. And it's not you, but then you also you gotta realize
they were robots.
It was AI. Probably, mm-hmm. but these guys are doing things that they've been able to get away with 12 bitches.
And you're probably the 13th one
that they feel like they can try.
And I understand that. I was like, somebody else had to allow you to get away with this. And that's how you move this way. So mm-hmm. I get that. But I cut it. Mm-hmm. I do cut it. So that's why I say I go in and out of it. It's like a phase. Like, when I keep attracting the same type of person, it's not that I'm sitting there I'm accepting it in the beginning because I don't know what I'm getting. But then when I realize what you're bringing, I am very quick at cutting shit off.
So as long as you don't accept it, I mean, you're going to. People are you going to attract those same.
I'm not fishing for dates, none of that. No.
Because you're an attractive looking person. You carry yourself well. And guys see that, they're going to want to go for it. But when you see, oh, hell no, cut it off. Don't accept it.
Because at one point I thought it was ugly.
No, it's not you. It's not you.
I know I'm laughing saying that because I know I'm not ugly, but at one point I thought it was ugly.
No, it's not you. And they're just going to keep trying. There's some
shit going on in the universe, Jasmine.
No, it's just... It's
like, you don't understand.
No, it's not the universe. It's these guys that had these fucking confidence where they were able to get away with it with 12 bitches, and you're the 13th, and they thought they could get back with 13. Where did that confidence
grow from? I don't want people to be self-conscious.
No, because they were allowed to get away with stuff with people. So that builds up people's confidence. It's pretty wrong,
it's a tilt in society somewhere. It's a tilt somewhere. But then I be out. And this is not to come off like I'm boasting, but I'll be out and I will see, literally make eye contact with certain men. They won't say anything. I'm like, you're watching me.
They're probably intimidated. They probably don't have the confidence.
Y'all gotta come off that shit. I'm tired.
They're probably fucking married. Tired
of that word.
They probably married and they like, I can't do much.
And you know what? If that's the case, maybe I'll use that little bit of delusion. Maybe these niggas is married and
I'm not. They want you to go.
How the fuck am I?
Approach them.
Because just if I see somebody staring at me, and I find them attractive, I could say hello.
Because you know they don't like to work for nothing, so they want you to work.
But niggas used to work.
They don't work anymore, girl. They don't work anymore.
Used to work.
They don't. They don't because women were very independent. We're very. What's the word? Hard driven, whatever, self-motivated. Like, we have the drive for things. I feel like we come off as very, like...
Self-sufficient?
Yes, and guys don't like that.
Oh, man. This is a conversation about
traditions. Or they do the dumbass fucking excuse where, oh, you look like there's somebody that's already married. Shut the fuck up.
I don't look married? What the fuck is married? Or
you have a man. You look like you have a man. I hear that all the time.
How the fuck I look like I got a nigga?
I don't know, but I hear that all the time.
How does one look like they got a man?
That's what they say. I'm not even being funny. Look like you got a man.
If I didn't tell you I have a man...
It doesn't matter.
Then I don't have a man. You didn't ask. This
is what we're working with.
I'm going to take it as they in relationships and they just looking, but they don't want to touch. I have to take it as that.
Yeah.
Because that don't make no sense. I'm going to leave it at this. I heard a woman sit here and say that specifically in the podcast realm, we are dealing with men. We're dealing with Revenge of the Nerds with mics. Like, there are a lot of people. I think that a lot of the men that... And it's so sad that are like maybe from the 28 range to 36 because they're still stuck in that I don't really have to work on myself. Society told me that this is who I was when I was younger, so I'm going to stick here and I don't want to unlearn. I'm such a fucking contradiction because there are a lot of men that are out here doing it. But those are the ones that are usually taken. The ones that are actually working on themselves, they're actually taken. Kudos to y'all. Y'all queens are accepting their kings. But there's a lot of men out here that are just suffering from some deep-seated social anxiety. They are. They hide behind comments. They hide behind keyboards. They hide behind their fucking phones. They'll sit here and they'll do all this. And then you see them in person and it will clam the fuck up. Lips tight shut. Locked jaw. Won't say shit. And that's kind of what they need to work out of. But I'm going to just take it as... I really am starting to resent the word intimidation because I'm not a mean person and no. I'm not nasty and I'm very and warm woman, and inviting and a as woman long as you're looks, a woman yeah. inviting to me. So
a woman likes to have her stuff together. It shouldn't be intimidating. You should want that.
I'm not dumbing myself down to be more appealing to men.
Nope.
Hell no. I'm just not doing it.
That's real dumb.
I'm never going to do it. It's never going to be my fucking style. That's
below IQ level.
But I really don't know what's going to do. Because if I'm staring at you staring at me, now we's just staring. What the fuck we finna do?
And you know what? That would really piss me off. We both staring at each other.
Jasmine.
And I have the balls, the tits to come up to you and you tell me you with a bitch. I'm like, what the fuck you?
That's the rejection they were talking about.
But I won't yell at you in your face. But I would be like, it's like you don't feel like if y'all two are staring at each other, that's not like a...
But then this is why I say it's a contradiction for me because I've caught men literally staring at me. I've had niggas on my body the whole entire night. And I didn't say nothing to them. Don't they say women can be, we can approach men too? Why don't we shoot our shot? I know that societal norms is that men usually are the ones that approach women.
We got to feel it. I feel like, you feel like it's if y'all have to like, or be giving off something before you approach?
The last couple of times that I have been out, it's been very apparent where certain, if I've seen certain men, it's been like that. I'm not used to it. So, of course, I would have to even build up some type of candor or resolve to sit there and talk to somebody. But it's been very apparent. And then I'm just like, okay, back in the day, be like, yo, you see, you feel somebody looking at you. You looking at them. Y'all make eye contact. Men used to approach. I don't know if it's society has pushed them back. Like, women get offended now. Trying to holler at girls, this, then, the third. We take our time. I don't even really want to deep dive in. I've had motherfuckers see me in person and then slide in my DM. And be like, I saw you somewhere. And then they don't follow up after that. Even if I'm giving them play. Even if I, like, sit there and I message back. Because some, I don't. Even if I've given them play, they don't message back. It's like they don't. It's like men don't know how to really move when it comes to women. Have we created that space for them?
I feel like maybe because we know a lot of women, we know our self-worth now, maybe. And we carry ourselves a certain, you know what I'm saying, a certain way. I don't know.
Because I've heard on a couple of different male-led platforms where they're like, yeah, I don't holler at girls anymore because I really don't know how to approach women anymore. I don't want to come off offensive.
Okay, well, I think what I think is offensive is if you're in the car and you're yelling out the window or you're beeping the horn, that shit that's be, offensive. That's but I feel like if you're out and you approach a woman, you know, if you approach her where it's not, you know, as frightening, like, you know, like from behind, or if you don't...
Even the buying of the drink, it's like a lost art from... Art form of starting small talk.
Well, that's because of people do weird things. But I feel as if a guy would approach me and say, you know, hey, you know, would you like me to buy you a drink? Let's go to the bar, and he allows me.
I was born in 1992.
That's fine. But people are
drink works.
People are doing weird things, you know, with drinks. So I can see why. But
or women are just like, fuck the drink. This is too cheap. You need to come more. Like buy my whole bottle.
That's too much.
That's up, but that's the world we living in now. There's a topic that I am gonna bring up, but I'm waiting for us to have certain guests on for when we for when I bring that up because we live in some shit. But let's move on to miscellaneous. That was a good breakdown. I like that. I like that last topic you brought up. Made me think about some shit. For miscellaneous, we got the fields or before your time.
Before your time.
What happened? Let me go to my notes. Alrighty. So I think before your time was, what artist came out before you were born that is like in your top five? What musical artist
Michael
that was
Jackson.
Before your time? Ooh, that's a good one.
Whitney Houston.
Like born before you, but every single song, every album, they just make you... It's like, I wasn't here for this. I wasn't necessarily...
Yeah, Michael Jackson. I love Michael Jackson. Like, I love maybe it. Yeah, Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
So, you mean all albums had to come out before I was born?
No, not all. But, like, they literally... Their career was cemented before you were born. But you love them to this day. Like, that is... Like, they're in your top. Your top five or your top ten.
Michael Jackson. Yeah, I love Michael Jackson.
That's a good one.
Michael Jackson. I won't say like album. Well, she has a. I really love Erykah Badu, but I think she maybe came out. I was born in 89, so I'm sure she was out before I was born. But yeah, but I would say Michael Jackson through and through. I love Michael Jackson. Entertainer, like his music, like it's just fun. I like it.
I think mine is Whitney Houston.
Yeah, Whitney. That's
I think it's
girl.
Definitely Whitney Houston.
I love Whitney Houston.
I'm going to follow up. Whitney Houston. Okay, so for my two favorite genres, R&B and we have rap. I'm going to go with Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go with Jay-Z. I think Jay-Z is like my favorite rapper that was before my time.
Yeah.
Yeah, by far he is. By far he is. Like, even his old... I resonate with his older music more than the newer stuff today. Yeah. Like, Reasonable Doubt, Black Album.
Music just hit different then.
Blueprint, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I feel like all of that, and that's when he was in the thick of just, that braggadocious drug dealing talk. It's just like, I don't know why as a 31-year-old that, it really speaks to me. Like, I can think I got into Jay-Z maybe when I was like senior in high school, and I ain't looked back since. So is Jay-Z for rap, Whitney Houston for R&B? Because it's like, it's never going to be another voice like Whitney Houston.
Never.
You go back and watch her old clips. What was it? She was performing at like a Navy ball.
Yeah.
And she did, what's the fucking song? I can't believe this is escaping me right now. All the Man That I Need. And that rendition of that video, when I say chills, literally from your fingertips all the way up and down your spine, that voice, it just can't be duplicated. It's just some people that are immensely talented, and that's just it.
Yeah.
That's it. And you just leave them where they are. You don't
stop fucking making movies about my sis.
Why is there another movie on Netflix?
I'm not. People said it's good, but I'm not watching it. I refuse.
Okay.
It's just certain things I'm just never going.
And at first I was like, oh, the family doesn't want them to make movies. I'm not going to support it. But then again, her family is dirty as well.
Yeah.
So
it's just certain things. Let her rest. And we just don't need to keep seeing over and over again. It's like, we fucking know.
Let's just let her rest. Honestly. And on that note, episode 135 of I Said What I Said podcast. You can follow us on TikTok at I Said What I Said Pod 1. And you can follow us on Twitter at ISWIS Pod. I Said What I Said Pod. You can follow me on TikToks. You can follow me on the Instagrams. You can follow me
on the Twitters.
Don't follow me on Facebook. Just why are you on there? Weirdo.
You can follow me and Rocky on Instagram at Jazzy, of course.
He's up there.
You can follow the podcast on Instagram at I Said What I Said Podcast. You can like and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend on our YouTube at I Said What I Said Space
he
Podcast.
Brings me up. He brings me joy. I don't know if those are the words. All name that I've ever need.
I think that's how it goes. I think that's how it goes.
Bye.
Bye, guys.